Sinn Féin TD for Waterford, David Cullinan. David, good afternoon. What did you make of what you've just heard from the Minister there, particularly when it comes to rural development and making sure that certain parts of the country are not overlooked?
Well, first of all, Gavin, yesterday I personally wished Micheál Martin and many of the new Cabinet Ministers well. Obviously, we want to give any government a fair wind, but at the same time, when you look at the programme for government, it does lack ambition in relation to the regions. I come from the southeast of the country. It's a region that has underperformed. It's a region, if you look at all of the economic indicators, has the highest levels of unemployment. And we have no senior voice at the cabinet table, not from Wexford, not from Waterford, not from Carlow, Kilkenny or Tipperary. And that is a concern. And it's a similar concern shared by people on the western coast as well. So obviously I have those concerns.
Should ministers not be appointed on the basis of capability, though? I mean, ministers don't represent their constituencies. Ministers represent the country.
I accept that, but there also has to be, in my view, a regional balance. And as I pointed out, the South East region is underperforming, which means it needs a plan and it needs a vision. And I think what's bigger than the absence of ministers is the absence of a strategy and the absence of a plan and the absence of any specific commitments to regional development in the programme for government. But more importantly, I'm disappointed that Sinn Féin is not in government. We won the most first preference votes, Gavin, in the election just gone. I think people did vote for a fresh start. I think people did vote for a fair recovery. People did vote for real change. And the issues that dominated the election campaign in relation to housing and having an alternative strategy to deliver for the people who want affordable homes. There are people listening to this programme, not just in Dublin, but across the state, who have been locked out of the housing market, who have no hope of owning their own home because there has been no affordable homes built to any scale. And we said that what we wanted was a step change, that young people should have opportunities, Gavin. Young people should be able to have the option of owning their own home or having a home they call their own, whether it's a local authority house or an affordable home. And there has been no advance on what was in the National Development Plan in the programme for government. So we don't see any step change in housing. I don't see any step change in health. I don't trust Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael when it comes to delivering on public services. There is no mention in the programme for government on workers' rights. And I think all of that would be a concern for those people who voted for real change, who want the pension age at 65, who want the option to retire at 65, who want fair public services, who want decent wages. And I don't trust Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael to deliver those changes.
You mentioned the your party's grievance that you were excluded from any talks on forming the programme for government. And of course, you weren't. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil both decided that they wouldn't work with your party. But Marilyn McDonald put it not only in Twitter, but then yesterday in the convention centre, she said that the two parties had conspired to keep Sinn Féin out of government. Conspire suggests that there was some sort of conspiracy. How do you figure that there was some sort of conspiracy to keep you out?
No, I think that's over the top, and that's not what she meant at all. What was meant, Gavin, is that the two parties came together to block Sinn Féin from being part of a government. And I think that the only reason why Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael came together to act as one and to formally coalesce is because they had a shared notion of not wanting Sinn Féin in government. And from
is that not legitimate from their perspective? Is it not legitimate for them to decide to use their mandate to exclude you?
But with respect, it is maybe from their perspective, but it's also reasonable for us to point out that as a party that won more votes than both of those parties, it's also reasonable for us to point out that both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael lost seats and lost votes in the general election. And they lost seats and they lost votes because people wanted real change. So while it's reasonable for them to point out that they have the numbers, and of course they do, and I accept that, they have the numbers in the Dáil to form a government. In my view, it's also reasonable for me to point out that it's not, in my view, the government that people wanted. There was alternative options, and we wanted to be in government to drive the changes that people need. Because I want to see changes in housing, Gavin. I want to see homes built for people. I want to see a single-tier health service. I want to see workers' rights delivered. I want to see people have a decent quality of life and a decent standard of living. I don't believe that they will get that from this government. And what we are doing is judging both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael on their track records. Every single government since the foundation of the state has been led by either Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And I genuinely believe that many, many people voted for real change, not just for Sinn Féin, but for others as well, because they wanted to see something different.
But how can you say that people voted for change or people wanted to see something different when those two parties, and I know that Sinn Féin broadly considers them to be interchangeable, those two parties won 72 seats in this Dáil, your party won 37. So evidently there must have been some public appetite for them to continue as they were.
But let's be realistic now, Gavin. People, when they went to the ballot box, were not voting for a Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael government, because both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael were categoric in their views that they would not go into government together. They also said they wouldn't go into government with Sinn Féin. We were the only party, by the way, that said that we would talk to any and all parties after the election. And if you remember what Leo said in relation to putting Fianna Fáil back into power, and what Micheál Martin said about putting Fine Gael into power, mm-hmm. but yet both of them did come together after the election because they had a shared notion of keeping Sinn Féin out of government.
Was it a shared notion of keeping Sinn Féin out of government, or was it a case that they both have a similar outlook on how they believe the state should run, which is exactly what Sinn Féin says as well, that those two parties do have a pretty identical outlook on how the state should be run?
Well, they have, and there was a pretense for a long time that they were different. So I suppose it is welcome that they have been forced together as one. We have seen a fundamental shift in Irish politics. There is no doubt about that. But I go back to the point I made, Gavin. I knocked on a lot of doors in Waterford. And in my constituency in Waterford, by the way, the Sinn Féin vote was higher than the Fianna Fáil and the Fine Gael vote combined. So there was a huge shift in the attitudes of the electors, and people did want to see something different. And I think it's entirely reasonable for us to point out that, yes, while Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael with others had the numbers to form a government in the Dáil, there was other options. There was the option, for example, of Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil and others. There was other options that could have been looked at. And my point is that Fianna Fáil chose to go into government with Fine Gael rather than even sit down and talk to Sinn Féin. And I think that politics of exclusion has to come to an end, because I'm prepared to sit down and talk to Micheál Martin's party, as is Mary Lou MacDonald, and they should be prepared to sit down and talk to us on the basis of our mandate. Because what does it say to the hundreds of thousands of people who voted for Sinn Féin across the states that those parties continue to exclude Sinn Féin? Okay. And by the way, one of Leo's last speeches in the Dáil yesterday mm-hmm. was an attack on Sinn Féin, not on his legacy. The same with Micheál Martin. They're obsessed with Sinn Féin and attacking Sinn Féin. What we want is a government that will have a fresh start, that has the vision to deliver for the regions, but also for ordinary working people. Okay. And what this should be about, and just let me finish on this, because it's very important. Elections sure. are about okay. issues. And what's really important is what this should have been about is having an ambitious programme for government that delivers the homes that people need, that delivers a single-tier health service, and all the other issues that people voted for in the election campaign. And yes, I am sore that those issues will not be delivered, because the people that I represent cannot afford 4 or 5 more years of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
Okay, well then, be all of that as it may, evidently you'd have liked for there to have been an approach, you'd have liked to at least sit down and talk. We now have a government and Sinn Féin isn't involved in it, but it is a fairly fragmented opposition when you go beyond yourselves. Is there a role for there to be more coordination between Sinn Féin and other opposition parties like Labour, like the Social Democrats, like Solidarity PBP, to have at least a more coordinated opposition so that when the next general election comes around, there may already be a coherent coalition in waiting?
I think that's reasonable. And also bear in mind, we will reach out to the government parties as well. So if the government parties want to take any of the solutions on housing that Donal Brynness has brought forward, they can take them and deliver them, and we'll support them. So we'll support the government if they start to engage on those issues. And obviously, of course, we want to work constructively with others in opposition. We want an energetic opposition. And part of the function of opposition is to hold the government to account. And we will do that without fear or favour. But it also has to be putting forward costed, realistic solutions on all of the key issues. And if you look at Ona Brennan Housing, Louise O'Reilly in Health, and Pierce in Finance and others, we have the team. And we have the policies and we have the vision, and we want to put forward those solutions. We want to be a solution-centred opposition that gives the most robust opposition that this state has ever okay. seen. That's now the challenge for Sinn Féin in the time ahead.
Do you want to be the chairman of the Public Accounts Committee?
That's not a matter for me, Gavin. Obviously, I want to be in a senior front bench position. I want to be someone that can play my part as part of the Sinn Féin team. It's not about positions. I know every politician says that. our party leader will sit down over the next number of days and she will allocate out all of those front bench positions and all of the committee chairs. What I want to do is do my best for the people who voted for me. I got a huge vote in Waterford because the South East and Waterford needs to have proper representation, and I want to see delivery on all of those key issues, not just for my own constituency, but for real change right across the board. My focus will be, as I said, on yes, holding the government to account. And if you look at the programme for government, which has scant regard, I think, for the issues that people voted for in the election campaign, I want to hold this government to account. But I also want to be part of a team that goes into the Dáil Chamber on a daily and weekly basis with real solutions, practical solutions, which impact on people's lives in the here and the now. That's the team I want to be part of. That's the team I will be part of in the time ahead. And whatever role I'm given by the party leader is a role I will take and do to the best of my ability.
Well, you certainly did get the votes in Waterford, 20,569 of them. David, thanks very much for joining us this lunchtime, and best of luck with whatever you need to do in opposition, because not only does the government country need good government, it needs good opposition too. So best of luck with your endeavours there. Sinn Féin TD, David Cullinan, TD for Waterford.